Do you agree that is a suffering? Also, that's an ongoing suffering. So at night, it's very hard to sleep. I shared with you last week or 2 weeks ago, you know, one night, I have one object, one goal is to fall asleep. I start from 7:30 until 11:15, I fail. So I forget it, just let go. So I believe suffering is very real. At this moment, globally, so many people are suffering in different way, different shape, different forms. But today, I'd like to address to God's people how we can overcome suffering. Because a lot of people in suffering, they lose faith. They become bitter. They become very angry. That's not good for health, right? How many of you believe anger is not good for health? But we cannot help, right? Many times we're so angry because we've been hurt and we don't know why. And the Pastor Joseph, you tell us, don't ask why. That makes me even more angrier. No. Dear brother and sister, the reason I say that, that's my experience. If I thought, why I became this way? Who made me this way? Oh, I did this. When you talk about why, immediately next, you're going to blame someone, right? Agree? Amen. Why this happened to me? And they say, oh, God made this. Satan made this. Pastor Joseph made this. Or my wife made this. You know, you start to, the Lord say, don't go that route. Because you will never know the whole picture. Amen? Only God see the whole picture. You only see partially. No matter how objective you are. God say, turn around. Turn to another angle to look at me. That's why God showed Job about all the things he does. Very interesting. In certain way, Job want to know why. God didn't answer that question. Same thing for all of us today. Maybe there's a certain dilemma you're facing right now. You don't know why. But God said, you don't need to know why. You need to know who I am. When you turn to the Lord, you see he is good. His love endures forever. His nature is good. Then you have confidence like Job. Like our sister Cindy said, Job believed God didn't do it. Job was right. Amen? It's the focus. So I do encourage in suffering is time you really seek the Lord to know his nature. It's not just to comfort you only. Just remove the pain. Of course he will do that. But if you know who he is, will give you the greatest comfort. So another couple of things that's very helpful. Another thing is our God's in control. Without his permission, nothing can happen to you. So fear not and anxious not. Even though you don't think anyone on earth you can speak to, you can speak to him. Did you have that experience sometime you suffer something? You cannot share with anyone at all. The reason we don't share is because no one can really understand. Amen? If you can sleep well every night, all the time, you cannot understand those people who struggle and sleep well. Amen? They can say words, but they cannot understand your feeling, but God knows. Another thing I like to share with you and encourage you is God's grace is sufficient for every ordeal, and he provides a way out. Isn't that encouraging? God promised about temptation. All the temptation we face is not beyond us. His grace is sufficient. I think Apostle Paul shared his experience. He say, you know, God gave him the special revelation, you know, special. He can go up to heaven, third heaven, to see a lot of things in the kingdom. In order for him to be humble, God allowed a thorn in his flesh. And the biblical scholars start to debate and research, what was that thorn? One say that maybe his poor vision. Another say maybe in his life, wherever he went, there's a people oppose him. For whatever it is, Apostle Paul asked the Lord 3 times, say, Lord, may you remove this difficulty in my life. Did God grant him? What did God say? This is the final concluding words. God say, my grace is sufficient for you. Because My power manifests in human weakness. Is that encouraging?
Amen.
I know this is a hard message to hear. But I want to encourage you. That's my concluding words. God's grace is sufficient. What does sufficient mean? More than enough. Amen? And His power manifests in our ordeal, our suffering, our weakness. I think another thing, I'm going to transition to the Holy Communion. Now, where's the Holy Communion? Do we have one? We can move. Yeah, I think about this Holy Communion before we participate, I want to share a little bit about suffering too. Yeah, that's good enough. We don't. I think when people are in suffering, there's a temptation is, they will say, this is not fair. Right? That's one temptation. This is not fair. Why this happened to me? This is not fair. Why the thing operating that way is not fair? But I want to tell you, dear brother and sister, I want to tell you the bad news is, in this world, many times, many areas of human society, there's no fairness. I do not say that's right, but that's just a reality. The biggest unfair is what happened to Jesus. Was Jesus a good man? Why did he come to this world? Because he wanted to save the world, right? He loved as much as he can, and he had done all the contribution. He should get a Nobel Prize. Whatever the award should be, right? But what did he get? That's not fair, right? Agree? That's why I say, dear brother and sister, our approach maybe not through reason, not ask why and fair. Our approach through God's grace is sufficient. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. We're going to take bread and cup. That show God's grace, right? Cross is a place God's righteousness and God's love met, right? On one hand, he loved us. He wanted us to be spared from. On the other hand, there's a righteousness, there's justice to be carried out. So he carried out his justice on himself. Amen? Let's think about that suffering today, the truth of suffering in light of the bread and cup, the Holy Communion. May the Lord help us. I really pray and hope each one of us in this season we can arise and fight and overcome a particular dilemma, ordeal in our life. Not turn, become bitter, but become better. And that need to start with the humility and say, Lord, I need you. I cannot. I heard what Pastor Joseph said, but I cannot change my heart. I feel difficult, and that's everyone's position. I think Apostle Paul say that to the Lord, say, Lord, would you please remove this from my life 3 times? But God say, my grace sufficient. So I'd like to invite all of you who receive Jesus as Savior and the Lord and been baptized unto the body of Christ to line up from the back and to come take the bread and cup. After you take a break and come back to your seat, I appreciate you can stand there, spend some time with the Lord and pray to Him, dialogue with Him about what you hear today about suffering, about your suffering, about His suffering, and to hear from Him what He speaks to you. And until we all have the break and come, we'll take the break and come together. start from the back. The children, the younger generation, please come.